Thank you. My name is Tony Timorous. I'm the son of Nikita. It's very unfortunate that when I was little, I wasn't able to play this instrument. It would have been so much easier for me to learn. But now I've grown up and it is very difficult to learn this instrument. We are from Greece. I was here when I was 12. My father was 42, 43 years old when he came over. And my father learned this instrument when he was about 8 years old. There wasn't much then to do in Greece but shepherd the sheep and goats up on the mountains, in the caves. And it was their pastime for all those little children. We came here in the United States in 1968, and the interest kept, my father kept the interest with that tsabuna, or the bagpipe. Many people, reporters, and always asking about this instrument once they learn. Until the Folklife Festival got interested in us, and we were coming now, 3 years in a row. My father is very happy to be here, and he will play more songs. Want you to show you what this is. This is out of a goat skin. It's inside out. It lasts about 3 to 4 years, and perhaps longer. It depends how often you use it, because as he rubbing with his arm, the skin deteriorates and it needs to make another one. So it's no big deal for him. He knows how to make it. Just slaughters a goat and he fixes it. This is called Marta. This is antique. It's about 100 years old. This is my father's father. He made it first out of olive tree. There's two pipes and two reeds in there that makes the voice. Well, the voice comes out of these two little pipes. This big pipe here is to make it louder. Unfortunately, we brought a small pipe, the beginner's chanter, as they call it. My father left it at the motel, but we'll show you tomorrow how they first played. They would gather around into groups, little kids, 8, 12 years old, and they play constantly. I mean, that's all they had to do, just play constantly, and that's how they learn. It's very difficult. I'm supposed to be an apprentice right now to learn how to play this instrument. But it's very difficult because I have my own responsibilities as a family man and work, and you don't have that much time to be on it. And so it'll take me about 4 or 5 years in order for me to play a song or two. My father will play another song. This is not a comparison to the Scottish bagpipe. I don't know if they play more than one tune, but this can play many tunes. It's been used for weddings, since they didn't have no other instruments, weddings, baptisms, or just having a good time. It's if you have any questions while he's playing, you feel free to ask any. And we'll try to answer them for you. So he'll play a few songs now for you. Anyone wants to come up and try this dance, I will try to help them and show them how. Come on, anybody want to dance? Come up here. Come on, Nick. Since you're Greek, come on, get up here. Thank you. As you can see, all these songs are able to be, you're able to dance them. So they took a great pleasure almost every night. That's what my father had explained when they were young. He had 8 sisters. A lot of them were singers. They were able to sing and dance along with the other families around the village. He always enjoys playing the bagpipe. It brings him pleasure because really he's in a different country. He don't speak English well, and every time he's able to express this his feelings about the old times. That's how he just brings out the bagpipe and plays with it. So he'll play another song now, and like I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. What's amazing about my father is that he doesn't read any music. That's why it's so hard for me to learn anything, because I wouldn't know how to read. Well, let's put it this way. It's easier for me to learn by head, because I know all the songs that he's playing. But for someone, let's say, that doesn't know anything about Greek music and wants to play this instrument, he's got to learn the music first, how it goes, and then he's got to play it by head. So it's not necessarily true that my father has to play Greek music. If he learned an American music, let's say, and he's able to put it in his head to play it on the bagpipe, he will be able to do it. We want to thank everyone in the Folk Life Festival that got interested in us, and we hope that it is like tradition now. It's becoming like a tradition. We come every year up here, and we hope that we come again next year. We thank you very much. He'll play one more song, and then you can see us again tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I made add one more little thing. This instrument, you never find it here in the United States. It's very rare that you will see this instrument in the United States. Perhaps there is, but no one came forward to claim that there is another one to play this instrument. Even in Greece, it's very rare to find it because they think it's an old music, old-fashioned. It's not for the 80s, let's say. You know, so it's a pleasure to come out and for my father to play for you people. Bye-bye.
Nikita's name has been submitted for a National Folk Heritage Award. He would be a most likely candidate because he is supposed to be the only known Greek bagpipe player in the United States, as he said. Well, now we are ready for our a cappella singers, although mostly a cappella. They have strayed a little bit. But it's very tempting to do that. These are our friends from Gainesville. They call themselves, strangely enough, the Burr Oak Ensemble. Please welcome them. So far away.
Is everybody? I told you my name and my life story. Could you hear me?
We
seem so far away, but I can't hear myself on the monitor.
Why don't you introduce us with our name for today?
Our name for the day is Chris and the Scuzz Tones. We're battling a little bit of voice sickness, so. Can I have a little bit more me on the monitor?
Yes, monitor.
How about you,
monitor,
Lee?
Monitor.
Testing,
monitor.
That's fine.
David, you got a vocal mic?
I don't know, but I do.
Okay.
I can't hear myself on the monitor.
Hello.
I don't hear her on the monitor, this one right here.
And do you
very
hear
well.
Me on the monitor?
Say something, Crispy.
There
show them why you're a Scuzz Tone. To an honorary
today I'm
singer.
A Scuzz Tone. You'll have to just put up with
something?
It.
Yeah.
Right, no apologies. This is just a new self.
Let's do it.
Are we ready to do it?
What is
I still can't hear myself.
What are we doing?
Tomorrow's wedding.
Ready?
Tomorrow's wedding. Thanks.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sake of Mari, step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in on we go, all for Mari's wedding.
Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty beet to fill her creel, plenty money burns as well, that's our toast for Mari.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in on we go, all for Mari's wedding.
First a cappella number.
First a cappella. We call this nouveau a cappella. It's like with instruments. Taking just a second to introduce ourselves. John Chambers, born and raised St. Petersburg, third generation Floridian. Chris Williams, I was child of the world. She was the basketball manager of the Laverno, Italy basketball team. David Norton, born in Iowa, raised from 8 months in Gainesville. Proud, proud tender of several thousand blueberry bushes.
What is he
going to
say about
bushes. Me? Lee-wee, it's just born in Maryland, but pleased to be here. And I'm Ed, and I noticed when I was sitting out there that that's where I was from, right underneath the flag of Indiana, and that was home for me. And I wanted to say that being in a campground with Bobby and Frank and Ann and John, that this is their home, and for me it feels very much like home, and I just hope that one day I earn my keep and I can call it home
Thank
and not
Ed.
Have to say
he was born a corp.
I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Why don't we just sing these songs?
All right,
Ed,
let's go.
Why don't we sing Wrath Drum Fair?
That sounds good to me. It's going to sound worse to you than it sounds good to me.
I arose and tasted the first breath of spring, the mist from the grassy lands rising. I sat to my gray mare and settled for the road, o'er the green hills the sun was caressing. Saw the nest of the blackbird as she took to the air, setting off in the direction of a Wrath Drum Fair. I come with the dawn, bringing silver to buy, hoping with some good fortune would take me. I ride with the sun, took my feet to an inn, where the talk was all livestock and memory. Where old tales were traded for new ones in turn, where the pipes were lamenting to the day-o, where the faces were old, but the eyes, they were good. They knew the money in your pocket, and they'd have it if they could. Where the clowns and the street sellers wandered around, and the fiddler was lost in the noise of the crowd. And when business is done, you'll adjourn for a dram, and drink maybe well into the day-o. And when twilight draws near, you will drink your last beer, and set up your goods to take away-o. And the old mare will stumble and bite at the wind, and you'll sleep in your saddle, your collar turned in. And the year will grow old when the traders are gone, and the blackbird will follow the heat of the sun. And the blackbird will follow the heat of the sun.
Come in his dread life journey, take Jesus his daily guide, that you may feel pure and safely without a mark by your side. But when you come to make that crossing at the end of the pilgrim's way, if you ever will meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
No, look at that.
Cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that.
Wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roar.
You'd better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
For I'm
sure without him that you never will make it o'er. That awful day of judgment is coming in the by and by. We'll see our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let us keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace the love of God, that we may be ever called ready when he calls over Jordan's tide.
No, look at that.
Cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roar.
You'd better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
For I'm
sure without him that you never will make it o'er.
Oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh,
what
Well, we'd like to do an Irish tune now. It's we do it as a waltz. It's called The Star of the County Down, and there's plenty of room out here, plenty of grass space to waltz. And there's
lots of dancers.
I see a lot of waltzers.
I sure do.
Lots of them.
Sweet.